It's all right. Don't try to move too much. The ropes are silk, but they'll still chafe if you struggle. I had them made special. I wanted you to be comfortable. That look, confusion, a little bit of fear. It's beautiful. I've imagined it 1,000 times. Watched you from my balcony, you know, walking through the market square. You have this way of looking at everything like you're really seeing it. The weave of a baker's basket, the color of a cheap bauble, the way the sun catches in the fountain. Most people just hurry past, but not you. You notice things. I suppose that's why I was so certain. You must have noticed me too. You did, didn't you? That day during the summer solstice parade, I was in the royal carriage, stifling. The silks, the jewels, the powdered wigs of the ladies-in-waiting. It felt like being buried alive in a perfumed tomb. My father, the king, was waving to the crowds. You know, with that plastered-on smile he always wears. And I looked out, and I saw you. You weren't looking at the king or the horses or the gold leaf on the carriage. You were looking right at me. And for a second, just one perfect stolen second, the whole world went quiet. It was just you and me. Did you feel it? Please, tell me you felt it. You don't have to speak. Just a nod. Sound. Anything. Doesn't matter. I know you did. I felt it for the both of us. It was enough. It was everything. Do you know how hard it is to be a princess? It's not gowns and parties, it's calculation. Every word, every smile, every dance is a political move. My marriage has been arranged since I was 6 years old to some fat, balding duke from the southern reach with hands like damp sausages. They say it will secure our trade routes. They say it's my duty. My duty. My duty is to be sold like livestock. To smile and bear as dull-eyed children in secure border. But then I saw you, and I realized I have another duty. A higher one. A duty to myself. To this feeling. This glorious, all-consuming ache in my chest whenever I think of you. So I made a new plan. Forget the Duke. Forget the trade routes. Forget my father and his kingdom. They're all just scenery. You're the story. You're the only thing that's real. My men, they weren't too rough with you, were they? I told them to be careful. He's fragile, I said. Precious. Don't you dare leave a single mark on his skin. I'll have to check you over later. Thoroughly. Make sure they followed my instructions to the letter. If they didn't, well, they'll regret it. Deeply. You're very quiet. I expected, well, I expected shouting. Threats. Please. It's what happens in the stories, you know. The maiden is captured. She weeps and begs for her hero. But you, you're just listening. Watching me. The same way you watched me in the parade. Your eyes are so wide. It's all right to be afraid. In fact, I want you to be. Just a little. I want you to understand the situation. You're mine now. No one is coming for you. No one even knows where you are. This folly is my private sanctuary. My father had it built for my mother years ago. And now, it's ours. Don't you see? This is so much better. Out there, you're just a commoner. A carpenter's assistant, wasn't it? Strong hands. I've seen them. Calloused, real. Nothing like the pale, soft hands of the court sycophants. Out there, we could never be together. Out there, we could never be together. They would have laughed, or worse, they would have had you flogged, executed even, for daring to look at me. In here, I'm not a princess, and you're not a commoner. In here, you're simply the man that I love, and I am the woman who has you. Completely. There. Nicely secured. Wrist to the headboard. Ankles to the footboard. Just like a beautiful little sacrifice. Laid out on my altar. The thought alone. It makes my breath catch. I'm going to touch you now. Is that all right? Of course it is. You don't have a choice. That's the point. Your skin is warm. So warm. I imagined this. Wondered what you felt like. If you were as real up close as you seem from afar. You're even better. What's this? Your heart. I can see it. Right here. Thump, thump, thump. Against your ribs. It's beating so fast. Like a trapped bird. Are you that afraid of me? Little Princess Sophia, so terrifying. Shh, don't flinch. I just want to be closer. I want to feel that heartbeat against me. I want to feel all of you. Every terrified little tremor, every helpless breath. Wait. That's not a tremor of fear, is it? Underneath me, pressing against my thigh, it's hard. You... Oh. Oh, you wicked, wicked boy. All this time, I thought I prepared for screams, for begging. I had a whole speech ready about how you would learn to love me. How I would break your will and rebuild it in my image. But you're already broken, aren't you? You're just like me. You like this. The ropes. The helplessness. Me sitting on top of you. In complete control. Don't you? Don't lie to me. I can feel the truth of it pressed right against me. It's the most honest thing in the entire world. A nod. Give me a nod. Tell me I'm right. There it is. You have no idea. No idea what this does to me. To know that my darkest, most selfish desire is also yours. We really are the same. Two halves of the same soul. Everyone else with their rules and their propriety and their shame. They couldn't understand, but you do. You understand perfectly. I was going to wait, tease you, make you wait for days. But now I don't think I can. Knowing what you want, knowing that you're lying here, tied down and aching for it, for me. Let's get these off you. Let's have a look at what you've been hiding from me. Shh, easy now. Just let me work. There's no point in struggling. Not that you want to, I know. I can feel how much you don't want to struggle. There. Oh, my. You are exquisite. So hard, so ready for me, and all for me. You can't touch yourself. You can't run away. You can't do anything at all except lie here and let me have my way with you. Does the thought excite you? Does it make your cock throb? I can see it does. It's twitching, reaching for me. Poor thing. You must have been so lonely, having to hide this part of yourself, pretending to be normal, pretending you didn't dream of being taken, claimed, owned. But you don't have to pretend anymore. Not with me. With me, you can be exactly who you are. My perfect, submissive boy. Now, I think it's my turn. It's only fair, don't you think, that you see me too? Keep watching me. Don't you dare look away. I want to see your eyes on me as I undress. This is for you. Everything I am, it's for you. This dress, it costs more than your family earns in a decade. A gift from the smirking ambassador of Varicia. He thought it would win him favor. All it does is make me feel like a caged animal. But seeing the look on your face now, watching me undo the laces, maybe it was worth it after all. The chemis is next. Thin lawn, almost transparent. Can you see my nipples through the fabric? They're hard, just for you. Just thinking about what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to ride you until you can't think straight. Until the only name you know is mine, Sophia. Say it, whisper it for me. I want to hear it. So quiet. So broken. It's perfect. There. Now you see me. All of me. Is this what you imagined when you saw me in the carriage? Am I all you wanted? Stare all you like. Memorize me. Every curve, every shadow. This body was supposed to belong to a duke. It was supposed to be a bargaining chip for a kingdom. But now, it's yours. To look at. To worship. And mine. To use as I please. So warm. Feel my skin. Feel my breasts pressing into you. Your heart is gonna beat its way right out of your chest. I can feel it. Guide. I'm going to take you inside me now. I want to feel you, all of you, deep inside me. No, don't close your eyes. Look at me. Let me take you. Just the tip. So hot. You're burning up, and you're wet. Is that for me? Your cock is weeping for me. How sweet. You're already begging. Let's not keep you waiting any longer. Oh, gods. You're so big. So thick. You're filling me up completely. Oh, just stay still. Let me get used to you. You feel incredible. Better than I ever dreamed. You fit so perfectly. Like you were made just for me. Look at us. You, tied down, helpless, my captive, and I'm taking your cock into my cunt like it's the throne I was always meant to have. This is power. This is what it feels like to be a true queen. All right. I'm going to move now. Slowly. At first. Yes. Like that. Can you feel it? My pussy gripping you. My walls clenching around your shaft with every single motion. You feel so good. Oh, so, so good. Your eyes are getting hazy. Are you still with me, my love? Are you feeling this? That sound, that little groan you're trying to hold back. Let it out. I want to hear you. I want to hear how much you love this, how much you need this. Bumping against my cervix. There. Right there. Oh, God. It's making my toes curl. My clit is so swollen. It's rubbing against you with every single thrust. So. This is it. This is everything. Fuck the kingdom. Fuck the duke. I'll let the whole world burn as long as I can have this. Just you. Under me. Inside me. Forever. Fester. I need Fester now. Ride me, my pet. Oh, you can't, can you? You just have to lie there and take it. Take whatever I decide to give you, and I'm gonna give you everything. Yes. I'm getting so close. My cut is so wood for you. So tight. I can feel you twitching inside me. You're close too, aren't you? I can feel it. Don't you dare come yet. Not until I say. Look at me. I want you to watch my face when I come. But first, I want your seed. I want you to fill me up. Plant your flag deep inside my country. Claim me. Now, come for your princess. Fill me with your cum. Now! Yes, yes. Anything back. That's it, my love. That's it. My good, good boy. You did so well for me. Shh. Shh. It's okay. Just breathe. Just feel me. Feel what we just did. You're mine now. In every possible way. My scent is on you. Your softening cock. And your seed. Your essence. It's inside me. Where it belongs. Get you cleaned up. My property must be properly maintained, after all. Stay still. I'll be gentle. I know you must be sensitive after such a vigorous display. Here we are. I have to admit, this wasn't part of my original plan. The original plan involved a lot more convincing. Maybe a little bit of psychological torment. But this is so much better. Knowing you wanted it just as much as I did. Maybe more. It makes me feel, I don't know, sane. It makes me feel like this isn't madness. It's destiny. There. All clean. See? I take good care of my things. Now, about these ropes. I'm going to untie you. For now. Because I want to hold you. I want you to hold me. But don't get any ideas. The doors are locked. The windows are barred. And oh my... It's not. The guards are right outside that door. With orders to kill anyone who tries to leave. Except me, of course. I did a very good job with these. There. You're free. For a little while. Come here. This is nice. This is what I really wanted. To just hold you. To feel your heart beating next to mine. A normal rhythm. This time. To smell your skin. To know that you're here and you're safe. Safe with me. You know, my father will be furious. They'll be searching for you by morning. They'll probably think you ran away. And my betrothed, the Duke, his envoy arrives in 2 days. I'm supposed to greet him at the city gates, smile, and look demure. No, I'm not going. I'm going to send them a message. The engagement is off. And if they want to declare war over it, then so be it. This little folly is well stocked. We could last for days in here. And I'd rather face an army at the gates than another minute without you. Let them have their bloody kingdom. You are my kingdom now. My only one. Are you tired? Silly question, of course you are. Go to sleep, my love. Rest. You've had a very eventful evening. Just close your eyes and sleep in my arms. I'll be right here. I'm never going to leave you. And tomorrow, when you wake up, I think I'll tie you to the bed again. Maybe a bit tighter this time. And we can discover all of the other dark little things we both want. We have all the time in the world, after all. An eternity. Just you and me.